Okay, today's daf is Tainis, daf Aleph Yerushalmi. We start a new world, Maseches Tainis. Maseches Tainis is about fast days. Fast days, the end of Tainis is the fast days that we're familiar with of Shavuos Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the last couple of dafim and Mishnayis. But the first part, as we know, is about fast days of davening and tshuva having to do with rain. Again, we know in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, it only rains at certain times of the year. So if a certain amount of season went by and there was no rain, that was that meant the trouble for the society and the crops. So there were different stages of fast days. And the kiyum of all of those fast days is a recognition that rain and droughts aren't just mikre and nothing to do about it. But no, we recognize that it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's something that we have to think about and to act upon. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis in Perek Aleph. We'll probably come back to this throughout the Masechta. Mitzvahs aseh min haTorah lizoku l'haria b'chatzotzrot. It's a mitzvah d'araisa. It's a mitzvah d'araisa to cry out to Hashem when there are tzaris. Right, so it's a mitzvah that we hope to never ever fulfill. Right, there are certain mitzvahs that we hope to never ever fulfill. We hope to never fulfill the mitzvah of gerushin, of yibum, of chalitza, of hashavas gezela, of sreifas nosar. We hope to never fulfill tshuva. We hope to never have to do tshuva. But you know what? This is part of life. So this is another one of the mitzvahs that we have to do in certain situations. So it's a mitzvah to call out to Hashem at a time of a national calamity or personal calamity. Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah, Lizoku Lahariya B'Chatzotzrots, Akol Tzara Shetavu Al HaTzibur. To call out, to cry out, to be Meiriya B'Chatzotzrots with trumpets on any Tzara. Just to connect to the last shiur that we had back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when we spoke about shofar possibly as a form of tefillah, a tefillah without words, right? The question is, how to understand this line of the Rambam, where do you put a comma? The Rambam says, a mitzvah d'araisa, Lizok, Ulahariya b'chatzotzros. Is there a comma between lizok and lahariya? So does it mean lizok? Mitzvah say to cry out to Hashem and to blow shofar or to blow trumpets. Or do you say it's all one phrase and b'chatzotzros, lizok is also going on chatzotzros, right? Because we cry out to Hashem through the trumpets. Al kol tzara shetavu al hatzibur, shenemar al hatzara tzorer eschem, v'harei osem b'chatzotzros, klomar kol dover sheyetzer lachem. Anything that is difficult to you could go in batzores, v'dever, v'arbe, v'chayotze bohen, za'aku aleihem v'hariyu. Cry out and you will be, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'dover ze midarki atshuvahu. This is all midarki atshuva. When something difficult happens and we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, how could I better myself? And we think about it, like the Mesul Sisharim says, right? The Yitzhar just wants us to run and zoom and not think about things, and not have any cheshbon nefesh. But the point is, we don't know why. We don't know why. But we could use, right? We can't know divine reason. But we could use the situation to try to perfect ourselves and better ourselves and bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And use it as an opportunity to talk to Hashem. As we mentioned, Rav Soloveitchik has the beautiful line of, davening isn't just talking to God. It's about being with God. Right, and even it's not just about the answer, it's about the conversation. And therefore, if this spurs us, if any difficulty, national or personal, spur us to talk to Hashem, that itself is already a win. And that's what the Rambam says, V'davar zeh midarkei atshuvahu, shebizman shetavo tzara, v'yizaku aleha, v'yariyu, we cry, yedu akol, we'll know that we have to improve ourselves, and that will help the tzara removed. Aval. And this is what the Masechta is about. This halacha right here. Avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariyu. If we don't cry out, El yom rudavar zemi minago olam iralanu. Things happen. This is what happens. V'tzara zu nikra nikres. This is a tzara that occurred. Hare ze derech achzarius. This is brazenness. V'goremes lohem lidavik b'masei mara. And it causes them, us, to continue our actions. V'tosif atzara tzara zacheros. V'chulu, as he quotes psukim in Bichukosai. So that's what the halacha is. Umidivrei sofrim lehisanos al kol Torah shetavu al hatzibur ad sheyiruchmu min hashamayim. And then the Rambam says, our masechta, ubiyimei ataanios elu, different nihugim, what we're supposed to do. But this is the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Tainis, when there's a tzara. And that's what this whole beginning of the masechta is about, in terms of it's not raining and starting fast days. So that's really later on in this parak. The parak first starts off by talking about positive things that we're supposed to do in the rainy season. We know we mentioned rain twice in our Amida. We mentioned it at the beginning. That's in the brachas of praise, Mashav Aruach, Amor Adagashem, during the winter seasons. And we mention it in the She'ela, in the same bracha, or the same Talumatar, Livracha, we mention it twice. So the praise is called by the Gemara, Gevuros Geshamim, and that's the recognizing Hashem's Gevura in terms of the rain. And the asking is the She'elas Geshamim. So the Masechta starts off, Perek Me'emasai. Perek Me'emasai starts off, Me'emasai Maskirin Gevuros Geshamim. From when? From when do we start mentioning Gevuras Geshamim, meaning Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGashem? When do we start mentioning that in our tefillah? So, Machlokas Tanoim. There are many shitas mentioned in the Bavli on Daf Beis, but we have a couple of them here in the Yerushalmi. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, from the first day of Sukkos. First day of Sukkos, that's already when you start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGashem. We don't paskin that way. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, Yom Tov Achron, from the last day of Sukkos. Last day of Sukkos. Why? Because as we'll see, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, what, you want it to rain on Sukkos? It's terrible, right? The Mishnah says in Sukkah, it's a Simin Klala. Simin Klala, when it rains on Sukkos, we're going out, we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the mashal that the Mishnah gives? Look at the first couple of skinny lines in the Karbana Eda. An Eved that's coming to pour a kos for his Rav, Mezika means, even to be more specific, dilute, because in the days of old, they used to dilute their strong wine with water. So an Eved is coming to dilute the kos, the Shofak lo Kiton apanav, and the master comes and throws the Kiton on his face. Right, I'm not interested. Or the Vilna Gaon, we mentioned back in Masechta Sukkah, the Vilna Gaon noted, it's Dafka, Mezika, and Kiton, because Sukkah is about Rachamim and Din. And Sukkah tries to temper the Din that took place Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yemei Adin. So it's going to be diluted and mixed, that's Mezika with Rachamim. So we come out to sit in our Sukkah to temper the Din. What does Hashem do? He throws it away. So that's what it's a Siman Klala. You're left with Din. On a deeper level. So, but on, even on a surface level, Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't want rain on Sukkos. So how do you davening? Mashiv HaRuach? Ho'il, Ve'enak Shamim, Simin Bracha B'chag. It's not a Simin Bracha. Lamo Maskir. So what are we mentioning it for? What are we mentioning it? It's a Simin Klala. Omalu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, I didn't tell you to ask for rain. I'm just telling you to mention that Hashem is awesome and great in His power to bring rain. Omalu Rabbi Eliezer. Afu Eino Omer Ela Mashiv HaRuach. Amar HaGashem. Bo Naso. No, this is the time of the rain. You hope it doesn't rain for another week. You don't want the Simin Klala. But this is the time that it's supposed to rain. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what is done. Mashiv HaRuach Umar HaGashem Ba'onaso. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says back. You could say Mashiv HaRuach even though you're not asking for it. Amru Los, they said back to Rabbi Eliezer, what, you mentioned it because Hashem is great even though you don't want it? So Imkin Lolamu Hei Masker. So why don't you mention it the whole year? The whole year. Obviously, you don't mention it the whole year. Why? Because you're not supposed to praise Hashem except when you want it. And here you don't want it yet, and therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, do not ask for, do not praise yet. Rabbi Eliezer obviously thinks there's a chilek between the asking and the praying. Tosfos, interesting, on the first daf in Sukkah, Tosfos quotes this idea of Simin Klala in the context of Sukkah Diras Arai. Sukkah Diras Arai. We know the Sukkah, right, the first Daf in Masechta Sukkah talks about why a sukkah cannot be above 20 amos. And one of the deis is that, you know, because your sukkah has to be a diras arai. A diras arai. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You could have, you know, very strong walls, and even if you have a less than a diras, less than 20 amos, the answer is it has to be ra'ui l'diras arai. So in that context, if it's ra'ui, less than 20 amos could be, it's roi to be a diras arai, even if you build it very strongly. But then the Gemara says, but if you could build it very strongly, so, v'im tomar, kivin delo chayshinan el shadei re'uya lasos arai, it just has to be roi, v'yav v'isha oso so keva, I could build my sukkah with stone walls, very strong. So if you can make a keva, just to be roi lios arai, im kein amai omar gishamim simin klala b'chag. So why, on the first daf in Tainis, is Geshamim Simin Klala? V'alo yachol l'kvoa hanisarim b'masmerim shalu yerdu Geshamim b'sukkah. Can't you build a sukkah in a way that, like, the rain doesn't really come in? V'yafilo tim salomar da'azim shu gzeras tikrin, even if you want to say it's an issa d'rabanan, as the Gemara talks about there. But still, it's not possible midaraisa. V'kamakal kibin t'lo asra elam midrabanan lo shaykh alameymar shak Geshamim Simin Klala. right? If you could build a sukkah in a keva type of way and prevent the rain from coming in on a daraisa level, so why is it such a simen klala? So Tosfos asks based on this concept. V'yesh lomar denehi delo chayshinan bitfanos. You want to build your walls with stone, that's fine, but you can't build your roof with stone. Rain's going to come in. You're right, the walls have to be ro'i to be arai, but you can build them keva, right? It has to be under 20 amos. But the schach, that has to be arai. So the rain is going to come in. And therefore, that same law, that's a very important lashon of Tosfos. Ikur sukkah al shem aschach. Rashi there also. Rashi on the Mishnah, on the first Mishnah in sukkah. The sukkah is al shem aschach. That's the ikur part of the structure of the sukkah al shem aschach. There is a machlokas Rashi and the Rush and the Rambam, I think. Rush and the Rambam, the first page of Soloveitchik has this in the Rishim Shiurim, machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Commenting on the, that Rashi. So he says, Yeshul his bonein besukkah, Rav Soloveitchik says, the tuya b'chaloshim schacha mechitzas. What is? Mahu ikir hachefza shel asukkah. When we say the structure of the sukkah halachically, so the ground we assume is not part of the sukkah. That's just the hechitimsi. You have to build a sukkah. You can't build a sukkah in midair, right? We're not in outer space. So you have to build a sukkah on the ground. But the ground we don't think is part of the sukkah. The schach is for sure part of the sukkah, as we just said. What about the walls? What about the walls? L'may nafgamina? Are you allowed to get hana'ah from the walls while it's still being used as a sukkah? Right? We know there's a concept of huksa l'mitzvasa. So are you allowed to get hana'ah? Machlokas Rambam Rush. Machlokas Rambam Rush. Ma'u ikir chefsa shel sukkah. Ha'imu aschach ima mechitzos biyachad. Odilma rak aschach ba'atzmahu ikir chefsa shel sukkah. Va'mechitzos eden ela t'nai behechshar aschach. So says Reb Soloveitchik, that's what Rashi seems to be driving at. And we just read it from the Tosfos. That the schach is the Iker Chefsa. Acheres he does a Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Minayin, Gemara later on in Sukkah and Daf Tes, Minayin la Atzi Sukkah, Shasur and Kol Shiva. How do you know the Atzi Sukkah? And the Chal Shem Shammai, just like the comparison between Sukkah and a Korban Chagiga. Just like Chal Shem Shammai ala Chagiga, Chal Shem Shammai ala Sukkah. And the Rambam quotes, Atzi Sukkah, Asur and Kol Shmona Tzimei Achag, Bein Atzei Tfanos, Bein Atzei Schach. The Rambam holds that the walls of the Sukkah also are usur bahana. I can't use that for my personal benefit. And the Rush there in Osir Gimel argues da sire atse asuka hainu dafka haschach aval atse hadafanos mishra shari. Because, and the Rav Soloveitchik says, this is the machlokas, Rambam Rush, about what is the definition of sukkah. The Rambam says the whole thing, including the walls, while the Rush would say only the schach and not the sukkah, not the walls themselves. Okay, so that's where Tosfos, again, Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Beis quotes this idea of Simin Klala. Says the Gemara, Meimasai Maskar Gvuras Geshamim V'chulu. So when do you mention Gvuras Geshamim? When do you mention Mashavarach Managashem? So the Rebbe Eliezer held from the first day of Sukkot. First day of Sukkot, because it's still the time of the rain. The Gemara now gives other Svaras. Time of Rebbe Eliezer. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say you should mention it from the first day? So the Gemara is going to quote three ideas. Number one, Al Yedei Sha'arbas Minim Halalu, the Dalad Minim that we're taking on Sukkos, Gedalim Alamayim, since these all need water to grow. So we're celebrating, so to speak, with the items that grow in the water. Levicha Chem Bo'an Praklitim Lamayim. Right, these are, we're doing a mitzvah with these items that need water. And because we're being judged on water now, that's why it's a good idea to talk about Hashem's godless in the rain when we're doing something. Again, we don't want it to rain right now, but in a week from now. But because we're doing a mitzvah with items that need rain, and if we praise to Hashem that he's in charge of the rain, so then that all fits in why we would daven for it already on the first day. Remember the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak, and Daf Tezayin says, right, we're judged four times during the year. Sukkos for rain, right? Bar prakim olam nidon. Four times are we judged. Pesach ala tfuah, Pesach on the grain. Batzeres al peiros ha'ilan. B'Rosh Hashanah kaboy olam over the front of kerei b'naro. Like Rosh Hashanah. Uvechag nidon alamayim. And that's why also Gemara there says we do the mitzvah of nisach hamayim on Sukkos. We do nisach hamayim because whatever we are judged on something, we try to do a mitzvah with that item to try to get on Hashem's good side, so to speak. Right, that's what the Gemara says later on. Why do you bring the Omer on Pesach? Bepnei Shah Pesach Zman Tvua. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu Lefanai Omer BePesach, bring me the Omer, Kedei Shetisbarech Lachem Tfuah Shebesados, so that the Tfuah has a bracha. Bring me the Shtei Alechem HaNatzeres, bring me the Nisach HaMayim. Right? So each one, it has to do with the bracha. So that's this first idea. We have the Dalet Minim on Sukkos, so we want to connect that to the rain. So we start davening for the rain. Number one. Number two. Davar acher. B'shah shoheven v'shamesh as rabba kol tzarcho. When we do a lot of mitzvahs, we're serving Hashem kol tzarcho. At Sukkos, we're surrounded. Right? Sometimes on Shmini Atzeres, you go to shul, you're like, I'm forgetting something. Right? There's no dalet minim. There's no... So yeah, when we're full of mitzvahs, hu toveh parso mimenu. When we're doing so many mitzvahs, that's when it's a good time to ask Hashem for things, right? We come to a shul afterwards, empty-handed. Hashem's like, okay, I love your tefillah, but when you come with lulav and esrog and the likes, so that's when it's a good time. It's an ace rutzon to ask Hashem for things. And Hashem loved. So we find that in minhagim. There are two minhagim that just come to mind now that we found in minhagim. When we do a mitzvah, Hashem is very excited. By benching. Right after we bench, there's a minhag to say harachamans, right? Yechasrein was really the official ending of benching. But we know the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to add on harachamans. Harachman yimachalein aved, harachman yisbarach, we harachman for our parents, and our children. Right? You could add on anything. Right? The harachman for, protection of, some added protection for the chayalim that are protecting our country. Whatever. You could add on anything, right? There's no limit. Harachman yizakein imos ha-mashiach. Why are we adding all the harachamans, after benching for? Because the Chavetz Chaim writes in his Agada that after we bench, which is all about Hakaras HaTov and recognizing the bracha that we have, Hashem's like, I love this mitzvah. Ask me for things. Ask me for things. I'm so excited to give you. So sometimes there's certain types of Ace Ratzon. And also when we take out the Torah, we're about to do the mitzvah. Well, we didn't even do it yet. So what's the minhag of Klal Yisrael? Baruch Shemei. We ask Hashem for Arichas Yomim or whatever the other children and all the wonderful again it's the Zohar in Vayakel, it's an Aramaic, but it's a beautiful tefillah. So we ask Hashem at the time that we are being Mishamesh Rabbeinu Kol Tzarcho. So that's number two. That's why we ask Hashem for rain, because it's when we're full of mitzvahs that day. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back, no, wait a minute. Vahalo Mishash Shoeven Mishamesh Rabbeinu Kol Tzarcho. That's a great, I agree with that idea, but wait till after you finish doing the mitzvahs. Right? That's when it comes up. V'ruach rabo noche menu hu tovea panasasa mimenu. Right? After you do it, then you could ask. So that is number two. Again, Rabbi Yeshua agreed, but he said, do it afterwards. So I saw the panim me'iros on the achron of the back says, maybe this connects to the concept of schirus. Right? The Gemara talks about schirus. When do you have to pay? Ein l'schiris ela l'basof, right? You have to pay when you finish the job. So we're asking Hashem for things when we'd finish the job. That's when we would ask Hashem for things. He says, schiris Hashem is ela basof. He quotes from Bamatzia Samachay. Vena kavana avodas ha-mitzvah shal tzukva dalan minim. Not only those mitzvahs, okay, other mitzvahs that the Panim Yiros discusses, but maybe connects to that. I once heard a vart that we know that you have to pay your worker, a poel, you have to pay him every day. Right, it's Bal Tullin. You're not allowed to not pay the worker. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay us only in Olam Haba? Right, there's no schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. So how can we not get paid? Hashem is violating Bal Tullin. The answer is no. There's a poel and there's a kablan. A kablan is where we're hired for a job, not hired for the day. We're all hired for the job. Right, a kablan is paid when we finish the job. So achar me'av esrim, so that's when the job is completed, and that's when we get our schar. Okay, number two. Number three, third idea. Davar acher, einu evet tovea paraso ela samach leparso. Number three is, well, we shouldn't ask for what we want until right when we want it. On the second day of Sukkos, we're not gonna like, say, can I please have rain? Okay, that's in a week from now. So even if it's appropriate that you're full of mitzvahs, but we're not going to, ask for it, ela samach leparso. Actually, that is not a third idea, but that's a different way for Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua either said, either finish it, right, or finish it first, or only ask for it at the appropriate time. Okay, so not three, just two, and two suggestions of Rabbi Yeshua. Tani, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. The Braisa says, has a different formulation of, when we start saying Mashva Ruach, Mishas Natilas Lulav. Right, our Mishnah said, from the first day of Sukkos. Rabbi Eliezer says, from the day you take a Lulav. So that's going to be the same. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishas Hanicho, from the day that you put down the lulav. So says the Gemara. Al Daite Tahadin Basraya, based on the Brisa, or we have the Mishnah and the Brisa have a little different formulation. But according to the Brisa, he Daite Rabbi Eliezer Kanmaisa, he Daite Achrayasa. Rabbi Eliezer Shita doesn't change. What does he say in the Mishnah? When do you start Mashva Ruach? The first day of Sukkot. What does the Brisa say? When you take a lulav first time. That's both the first day of Sukkot. So the Mishnah, the Brisa, there's no chilukim. But Michlava Shita said Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Yeshua, it sounds like two different opinions. The Bavli says, correct, it's two different Rabbi Yeshua opinions. But the Yerushalmi wants to put them together. Taman, in our Mishnah, Taman Omer B'yantav Achron. In our Mishnah, it says, last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, Rabbi Yeshua says. V'hach in our Brisa, what does he say? The day that you put the lulav down, which is Hoshana Rabbah. V'hach Omer Mishas Hanecho. So if you read the Brisa, it sounds like when do you start saying Mashav Ruach? Hoshana Rabbah. So there's different ways. So is that true? Is two different opinions of Rabbi Yeshua? Somewhere it says, Amar Rabbi Mana, no. Shekala Yom Karshalo Lulav. No. The whole day of Hoshana Rabbah, if you didn't shake a lulav, you could shake it. All the way until 10 seconds before Shkia. So when he says when you put the lulav down, it means after the seventh day, which means Shmini Atzeres, meaning it's the same thing as our Mishnah. Period. We assume, as we know, based on the Mishnah later on, that even according to, let's say what we do, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you go from Shmini Atzeres, you start from Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. So ask the Gemara, why would you wait? The Yaskimi Be'erev, why not the night before? Right? Why don't you start Masharach Marta Gashem at night? Right? Why would you wait? So, less Kolama Taman. Well, not everybody's there. Not everybody's there. Right? Maybe people are busy with getting Yontif ready. You know, maybe people are, at night, people are, it's dangerous, people don't want to go out, so then they're not going to know. And what's the issue? All the Mefarshim on the page, Karmenei, the Pnei Moshe, Chaim Gnievsky all say, and we don't want different groups of Jews doing different things. It doesn't say that, and they're going to be messed up in their Shemona Esrei. Because as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf, the Yerushalmi seems to hold that Moed HaTol should be said. Right? Moed HaTol should be said during these summer months. And if you say Moed HaTol in the winter, you don't have to repeat. So the Gemara can't say, well, they're not going to know, they're not going to switch. Well, even if they didn't switch, their Shmona Esrei is not going to be messed up. The issue is going to be different groups of Jews doing different things, like Lo Sisko to do. So let's call Amatama, not everybody's there. So therefore, that's why you can't do it at Ma'ariv. The Yasker B'Shachris, okay, what about Shachris? Why do you wait till Musaf? Afu Savar, no, the problem is if you start it by Shachris, people are going to walk in and you know what they're going to think? Oh, they must have started last night, and I missed it. Afu Savar, Shem Iskimi Be'erev. And therefore, what's he going to do the following year? He's going to start it by Ma'ariv, because he's going to think, oh, they started. So what do? Mikiva du chamilon de lo mitkir mekan ma'isa. No, but so this solves the problem. From the fact that he sees they didn't say it by Shachris, umitkir b'achraisa, but he did mention it by Musaf, afu yodesh lo skimi ba'ariv. They'll know that they didn't start the night before. So that's why we do it by Musaf. Amalei Reb Chiya Bar Marya, hachanav Reb Yonav v'chavei bei. Reb Chiya Bar Marya said to Rabbi Mana, we've had a few times in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yonah's father was Rabbi Yonah. So he said, yeah, your father Rabbi Yonah also explained it this way. Rabbi Chagai Peshem Rabbi Pedas, a different idea of why, right? Why don't we start in the morning? Right? The answer is because you can't start saying Mashiach Marta Gashem until the Gabbai yells out, Mashiach Marta Gashem. You can't do that by Shachris. Why? Smichas Gula Tfila. Right? You're not allowed to be mafsik between in the morning. So that's why you can't, you'd love to do it by Shachris, but the Gabbai can't announce it. So that's why you, and by night, people aren't around. So that's why you do it by Musaf. Look in the Meiri here on the first daf in this Pesachta. Vapiyant of Achron shall chag le geshamim, dafka betzilas Musaf. Sha'af bezumi ba'erev ha'am trud b'melecha sa'aved v'tzorcha yantif. At night, people are busy with a davar aved. Interesting. They're doing melecha late on the chol ha'moed and tzorcha yantif. And some say, the yesh b'farshim, another reason, this is not in our Gemara, another reason we wait for Musaf, because we don't have proper kavanah until we've been in shul for a while. Shachris, we're still like, we don't, mipnei shenis yashva daito shal adam yosir mi b'tila shachris. The kavanah shela gedola mishal shachris. Takes us a little time to get into it. You know, some people might say, by Musaf, I'm done. And I'm like, Shachar is fine, but Musaf, I'm just looking at my watch. I want to get out of there. So they thought in those days, the more they stayed in shul, you know, the more they got into it, not the more they needed to get out. Okay. We have to do what we can to focus. Rav Simon b'shem Rav Shoben Levi b'shliach tzibur adavar toli. Really, Rav Shoben Levi says, is the whole switch based on what the Gabbai announces? Am Rabbi Mana kumi Rabbi Chagai uma palig. Does Rav Shoben Levi really argue on that? He really doesn't. He doesn't think it's based on the Gabbai. Amar le lo. So no. Maybe there's no machlokas here. Da da'at amar b'shliach tzibur adavar toli. When do we say that it's toli on the shliach tzibur? Yachid imratza lahaskir maskir. When do we say that he asked b'shliach tzibur adavar toli? When was he incredulous and said really? And he didn't think that it should be toli on the shliach tzibur. That's when you switch from morad agashem to morad atol. When you get Pesach time, Rav Lasker asks about tal. Why? Because that's not as crucial of a switch, right? If you don't hear tal, not as crucial. After all, right? You could say tal all year round. So switching to tal, right? That's the going in that direction, right? Says the Karbon Eida. Lomar b'mosachama mashrach morad atol ein chiyav liyachid lahaskir. When you switch to tal, v'da da'at omer also liyachid lahaskir chiyaskir shliach tzibur b'geshem. But Marat Hagashem is a more serious Azkara. You have to mention Marat Hagashem. Marat Atal seems to be a little more flexible, as we know, even in terms of the Minhagim. That's the chilik between the two. There's more there, but let's continue. Common, let's say, one time somebody went into Shul, and it was Musaf. He missed the Gabbai's announcement. He came really late. They were already in the silent Shmon Esrei Musaf. So what's the halacha? Kamish Hizkir Shliach Shaluach Tzibur. You could assume that the Shliach Tzibur already announced it, and therefore when you go in, you could just do your thing, and you could switch, even though you didn't actually hear the Chazar. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says here in Kuf Yudalid, in the rules of Asher Beruach Amar Atal, Maschilin Lomar Beruach Hashniyah Asher Beruach Amar Hagashem, Betzilas Musaf Shal Yontav Achman Shal Chag, Vein Poskan Betzilas Musaf Shal Yontav Shal Pesach. Osir Lahaskir Hagashem, Asher Yachmer Shliach Tzibur. You're not allowed to go to Masharach Mar Hagashem until after the Gabbai announces it. The Yesh Omrim, Shekodem Shemaschilin Musuf, Machres Hashamish, Mashava Ruach, Kadesha Tzibur, Yazkiru, Bitfilasan. So that they mention it, V'chein Nohagin. V'chein Nohagin, Hilkach, Af Imhuchole O Anus. If somebody's not in shul, they're sick, they should not daven Musuf before the Tzibur davens Musuf. Lo Yachtim Tfilas Tfilas Tzibur, V'visha Osel Haskar Chiyomar Shliach Tzibur. Avalim Yodea Shehichri Shliach Tzibur. But if you know that he did announce it, it comes from our Gemara. Avi shehulo shama mazkir. Right? And that's why mitam ze abal beis haknesses vatzibarim hischilu yispalo v'yaskir. Avi shehulo shama mishliach tzibur. Even though you didn't hear it, because you could assume that it was said. Good. We continue. Kishem shetchias ameisim chay. So now we're getting into why is mashbaruch said in the second bracha of Shmon Esrei, which is all about Tchias HaMesim, because we compare. Kishem Tchias HaMesim Chayim Lo'olam, just like Tchias HaMesim brings life. Kach Yerid HaSak Shamim Chayim Lo'olam, so the rain brings life. Reb Chiyah Baba Shem Olay Men Adah. He brought it from the following. Yechayenu Miyomayim, or the pasuk that we have here from Hosea. Give me life more than 2 days. Miyom Shlishi Yekimenu V'nichya Lefanav V'nedalir Nirdav Hodaz HaShem Kishachar Nachon Motza'o V'yavo Kageshem Lanu. So you see, Yechayenu Tchias HaMeisim is in the same pasuk as rain. Ksiv, the pasuk says, when Elio HaNavi was goes through a drought, the last daf in Sanhedrin talks about Elio HaNavi went to pay a shiva call to Chiel. Chiel was the one, if you remember, that rebuilt Yericho. And all of his sons died as a fulfillment of the curse of Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua said it, whoever builds Yericho is gonna, his kids are gonna die. And they all died. He went to pay a shiva call. And when he was at the Shiva call, Achav, the king, happened to be there also. And he starts screaming at Elio, "Yo, what's going on here? You really think it was Yeshua's curse? It was not." And Elio stands up. And what does Achav say to him? Even Moshe Rabbeinu's curse. I'm doing Avodah Zarah. There's plenty of rain. Elio stands up and goes there a drought. V'yomer Elio Atishbi, Mitoshvei Gilad, El Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Amadi Lefanavim, Yehu Hashem Elo Talamater, Kiyim Lefi Dvarai. He goes there that there's no dew and there's no rain. Right? He was gozer atinus. Rebrechia Amar, Rebiosi Rabbanan. He was gozer tal and matar. He stopped dew and rain. Machlokas. Chad Amar, Benj al tal ben alamatar nishmalo. Yeah. One says that Hashem listened basically. There was no dew or rain. Vacharana Amar alamatar nishmalo, alamatar lo nishmalo. No, he was only successful with the rain. Dew, there was still dew. That didn't work. How do you know that? Mandam Allah Matar Nishbalo Al Talo Mishbalo. How do you know that? How do you know it was only the rain he was listening to? Menadein Kraya, because this pasuk, the pasuk says, Afterwards, Hashem said, I'm going to make it rain. So what do you mean, make it rain? What about the dew? It must be the dew never stopped. According to the one that says both, Hechan hutar nidro shel tal. So if you say the tal also stopped, so where do you see the tal started again? Rabbi Tanchum Adarya Savrin Meimar never shoot the mechal hutar kulo. One opinion is, well, if you make a ned there and part of it was hutard, then all of it was hutard. So once the geshem came back, so to the tal. Or Istaboy Meimar Bibno shel Tsarfis, when Elio did tchias amesim to the son of the Tsarfis. We're not going to get into that story right now. Part of there's the to do tchias amesim. There's dew involved. So vayikra Hashem vayomar Hashem Elokai agam al ha'amana sharanim is goreri ma hariosa lahamis is bena v'gomer, and he asked him for tchias amesim. So that's what happened when Elio used the dew of tchias amesim. The rest of the dew came back as well. Period. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi le'echad shaganav nartiko imshal rofe. This Elio, it's like somebody who goes and steals all the medical supplies from a doctor. Im kshehu yotzei nifsa bno, and then this ganav son gets sick. Chazar etzlov amalo adoni arofi rapei es bni, and he goes back and says, doctor, I need your help. The doctor says, well, you have my tools. Amalo lech vachzar es anartik shkomin yirfos netunibo. I need my tools back. Vani marapet benchan, I'll hear your son. That's basically what happened. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elio, lech v'atir nidro shel tal, she'en amesim chayim, ela b'tzvalim. You want the tal of tchias amesim? So you gotta give me back my tal. You gotta be matur the neder, v'ani mechaya b'na shel tzarfis. Period. Or when I she'en amesim chayim, ela b'tzvalim, how do you know the tchias amesim happens with dew? She'ne'amar, yichyu meisecha, nevelasi yukumun, hakitz v'ranu shochnei afar. Kital, that's about tchias amesim, and the same pasuk, kital aros talecha, veretz rufaim tapil. So that's the hekesh that they're both in the same pasuk. Lao veretz rufaim tapil. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Tanchum Adare va'ara tafkida tifaleid. The land, it's pikadon. It's what it's guarding. Its deposit tifaleid will spit out. And it's a lashon of tchias amesim along in the same pasuk as the rain. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Barab Yaakov, we'll pick up with that next time. As the dew, not the rain.